Welcome to another edition of Religion and Rock. I'm Monsignor Jim Vlorn. Here he is, our engineer and producer, our little friend, Stephen Sheldon.
Hello.
How's it going?
All right, how are you?
Doing very well.
We're going to talk like that all day?
No, we're not. No, okay. We're not. So I'm having a little day or two off these days.
I know, it's nice.
Which is very, very nice. And, you know, I'm using somebody's home.
A respite.
Yes, I'm using his home. And it's actually been great because I've been able to read some books. I'm reading a good book. You want to know the name of it?
Okay.
You're going to like
this
book.
You always have good books.
It's called Pane, Pasta, and Vino. What do you think that is?
It sounds like a book you would have written.
It's bread, macaroni, and wine. And it's like, what else do you need?
Life, love, and laughter.
But it's like a travel log of Italy via food.
Oh, okay.
And it's kind of a fun thing. It's about a guy who goes and he like eats his way through Italy. But that's kind of like, I tell you the truth, it's not really on my bucket list. But at the same time, I think I could have fun doing it. Don't you think?
They'd have eating your way through a country?
I'd need a
wheelbarrow,
wide aisle plane to get home. But it would be fun. You know, there's something interesting about that. Like in our life, sometimes we adjust your bucket list sometimes. Like you start with one and end with another.
Right. You get something off of it, and then you put something on of it.
That's what happened. Like right now, my bucket list is pretty low. Like I don't have much else. Like the Pope, Paul McCartney. Okay.
You're fulfilled.
I got to write some more stuff. But, you know, it's interesting. I think there's, in all of our lives, like there's a certain adjustment we make as life goes on, and new dreams come in and new goals come in. And hopefully it's all about God. You know, we need a spiritual adjustment every now and then, too. It can't just be the same old thing again and again. We have to adjust ourselves, recognize God's intense presence. That's exactly what we're looking at on Religion and Rock. How can we find God's presence in the midst of adjustments in our lives? That's the important reality that we're all called to celebrate. Here's Boston. This is called Hitch a Ride.
There's night in New York City. Smoke like water runs inside. Still out of trees to pity every living thing that's died. Gonna hitch a ride. Oh,
as Boston called Hitch a Ride. Yeah, in our lives, you know, there are people who carry us through certain times, and there's something really powerful about that. There are moments in our life where we feel very alone. There are moments in our lives where we say, "What? How did I ever do this? Why did I even make this decision? Why did I go to this school?" I remember I had a kid who I was trying to help out, and I brought him to college, and he settled in, and then 3 or 4 days later, I went to see him, or we met someplace, and he just broke down and cried. It broke my heart. And probably all you parents are watching, you went through this. I'm not a parent, so I've never gone through this before. And you want to just say to the kid, all right, come on home. Come on. You can go to 13th grade. You know, you don't have to do this. But no, they do. They do have to go away, and they do have to go through that adjustment, that difficulty of leaving home, that difficulty of leaving what's common. But we love the people who we help through that, right? So there's something important about that, that God calls us into people's lives to help them to make that change sometimes. And that's important. And it's not just with school. I mean, these adjustments happen all the time, right? And with a loss, with a new job, with a new experience, even with a new approach to life. Once we've been diagnosed with something that we need to change our lifestyle, again, we need help with other people. There's something good about that. And the promise from God is that He'll place people in our lives to help us, and they will help us walk through. You probably can name those people that day, today and every day. That really makes a big difference, to be grateful to God for those people who've helped us. They've hitched a ride with us and gotten us through those tough times. Here's Eric Clapton. This is called Promises.
I don't care if you never come home. I don't mind if you just keep on rolling away on a distant sea. 'Cause I don't love you and you don't love me. You cause a commotion when you come to town. You give them a smile and they melt. Having lovers and friends is all good and fine, but I don't like yours and you don't like mine. La 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 la. I don't care what you do at night, oh, I don't care how you get your delights. Just let it be. I don't love you and you don't love me. I got a problem. Can you relate? I got a woman calling love hate. Saw what I want you to see, that I'd still love you but just love me. I got a problem. Can you relate? I got a woman calling love pain. We made a vow we'd always be friends. How could we know promises and
we all make promises to each other. We make promises to God. We make promises to ourselves. How do you keep those promises? They're not easy to do, are they? Just interestingly, you know, we just had the 50th anniversary of a church document you might have heard about. Maybe you didn't. Humanae Vitae. Now, let me tell you a little bit, tiny little bit about it. So Pope Paul VI wrote it. Now, he's like back in the 60s, right? And he was writing about the importance of marriage and how important marital love is and how important marriage is as the fiber of like the family unit. And he said, you know, if we don't watch after marriage, if we don't look after this, things are going to fall apart in society. Kids are not going to be able to, you know, recognize their parents. It's just going to be difficult because they're going to fall apart and they're going to fall astray and they're going to go to gangs and they're going to go to violence and they're going to turn to drugs. This is like back in the early 60s. Can you imagine that? And everything he kind of foretold actually happened. It's an amazing thing. Kind of goes back to the promise of marriage, the promise of vows that are forever. Not always easy, I grant you. And not always possible, I grant you that. But the reality is that, you know, it's a struggle, sure. But you know what? All of the promises we make basically are a struggle, right? The promise to not scream and yell, the promise to not curse, the promise to not cheat. All of those things are important in our lives. So are you a person of promises? I hope you are. If we're not, we need to pray to God to help us to adjust in our lives to be better at that, you know, to be better and to be more true to what we promise to do in our lives. It's going to make us happier, healthier, and we're going to recognize God's presence. Hey, here's Tonic. This is called If You Could Only See.
If you could only see the way she loves me, then maybe you would understand why I feel this way about our love and what I must do. If you could only see how blue her eyes can be when she says, when she says she loves me. Well, you got your reasons and you've got your life and you've got your manipulations. They cut me down to size. Say you love, but you don't. You love, but you won't. If you could only see the way she loves me, maybe you would understand. Let's travel. Shows happiness unravel. And you gotta take a little dirt to keep what you love. This is what you gotta do. Say you love, but you don't. Give you love, but you won't. Stretch it out your arms or something. Just stop there. You love me.
Sometimes life involves a little bit of a wake-up call, and that's an adjustment, too, in our lives. Have you had one of those wake-up calls when you get up and you say to yourself, I am not as young as I used to be? And there's something kind of scary about that. There's something that is disarming about it as far as you say, well, I don't have to worry about certain things anymore, so I can kind of be free of the things that I was always worried about. At the same time, when we look in that mirror, the reality is that we're not as young as we used to be, and we have gotten older, and we have changed a little bit. Maybe our form has changed a little bit. Maybe our stamina has changed a little bit. That's an adjustment in life. But that's a moment in life perhaps where we could celebrate with God, celebrate the gift that we're still around, celebrate the gift that we made it through the rain somehow. And there's something good about that. In our lives, there's going to be storms. In our lives, there's going to be difficulty. And we're going to make it through with the gift of faith, being a person of hope and mercy. Those things make a big difference in life. And so if you look in the mirror today and you say, well, I am not as young as I was. Well, that's true. Neither am I. But the reality is we're still here. God placed us here for a reason, and we're called to recognize that and use those gifts that God has given us to make our life happy too, but other lives happy. And that's kind of important in our lives, to be able to recognize the power of the other folks that God has given us and to bring joy to their lives too. Here's John Mellencamp. This is called Cherry Bomb.
Some days I still don't know what to do.
cherry bomb. Yeah, in our lives, sometimes it's a bit of an explosion, right? And that happens sometimes, too. That's another adjustment in our lives when something explodes on us. I'm talking about the gradual stuff so far today, right? We're talking about how, you know, we get older, how things change along the way, how sometimes we fall away from love and need to come back to that. But there are other times where it's just explosive, right? Something happens in our lives. It's just kaboom. Now what do you do? That's a big adjustment in our lives. Sometimes, for example, we lose somebody we love very quickly without a goodbye. That's a tough thing. I always think about that when, like a mom loses a son. I think of like the Blessed Mother losing Jesus. You know, it's the same kind of thing, losing her son in a way that wasn't fair at a time when, you know, wasn't old enough. Those kinds of things, like the Blessed Mother's a good turn-to person. Say, well, you know, she's been there, and I got to pray and ask her to help me a little bit, you know, to intercede to God so that I can get through this tough time. In our lives, sometimes bombs explode. What do we do when the bomb explodes? Do we just throw in the towel, or do we continue to adjust and try to figure out a way around it? That's important in our lives. We need to be those people who are flexible enough, even in the midst of turmoil, in the midst of tragedy, in the midst of bombs going off, to say, yeah, I'm somehow going to get through this. That happens naturally through disaster sometimes. It happens through other stuff in our lives. Just deal with it in a sense, knowing that God is with us, knowing that we're going to get through these difficult desert moments. He's going to get us to the oasis. That's what matters. Here's The Who. This is called The Song Is Over.
Song is over, it's all behind me. I should have known it. She tried to find me. Love is over, they're all ahead now. I've got to learn it. I'm gonna sing out.
I'll sing my song. song is over, I'm left with only tears. I must remember, even if it takes a million years. The song is over. The song is over. Such a wonderful melody, playing so free like a breath rippling by.
I kind of looked at this as a hopeful song to say, yeah, the song is over. So sometimes a bad chapter kind of ends in our lives. There's something good about that when that happens. We say, well, that's over. I don't have to worry about that anymore. That should be something that's really encouraging, that God has these ways in our life sometimes that the door closes and we're no longer there anymore. Like, you may have been angry at somebody for a very long time, and all of a sudden you wake up one day and say, you know, it's not worth being angry. I'm not going to be angry at this person anymore. It's just not worth it. So I forgive them. Now, the goal, of course, in our lives is to be able to make that adjustment even quicker and not let so much time pass by. In our lives, that's important. It's important to be able to let it go. It's important to be able to move on in a quicker way and to do things because that's what God would ask of us, to forgive immediately, not to let 6 months pass and stew, and then when the stew kind of cools off, say, all right, I can move beyond this. So that's important in our lives, to be those people who recognize that, yeah, I got to let some things go. I got to make sure the song ends so that I can be healthier on the other side. Spiritually, we need to be healthy. That involves us letting go of bad things in our life, letting go of sin. That's why we have the sacrament of reconciliation, for just exactly that reason, so we can let go of this stuff and be able to move on. You want to move on? Go to confession this week. It's a great moment to mark so that you can get out and say, yeah, this is over with now. I've closed the door on that. That's a great way to mark that moment with God's love and forgiveness in your life, be able to move on. There's a great gift for that. And if that's not you and you're not Catholic, you know what? Find a way to say you're sorry. Find your way to get beyond it so that you can move on. It's sometimes a prayer, sometimes it's that openness to God in our lives. Here's the Police. It's called Can't Stand Losing You.
Called you so many times today, and I guess it's all true what your girlfriend say, but you don't ever want to see me again, and your brother's gonna kill me and he's 6'10". I guess you call it. I can't stand losing you.
I'm Monsignor Jim. You're listening to Religion and Rock. We're talking about adjusting in our lives. Can't stand losing you. There are moments in our lives where we lose somebody we love. A relationship ends. That means there's an adjustment there. Even a friendship sometimes ends. There's some friendships that have a death to them. They're sad, and there's a mourning period to that, but there is a death sometimes in friendship. And that means that there's going to be some adjustments. There's going to be some change, particularly if it's a death of a friend that you've had for a long time. I don't mean physical. I mean just the death in the friendship. What do you do? How do you get beyond that? How do you move to the next moment? I think it's about asking God's help. I think it's sometimes about us getting involved. You know, if we just stay in the house all the time, that's not going to necessarily make anybody else become our friends. But it's sometimes about getting involved down in the parish, getting involved volunteering for something good. Chaldon belongs to the Elks, you know, do something like that. Join the Knights of Columbus. There are things that we can do that are good and healthy things that help others, but also help us to find not only meaningful friendships, but meaningful communities to belong to. That's a valuable adjustment for us in our lives. Certainly the church is there for us. Our church, get involved in our parish, is a great way to do that. Helps us to grow, helps us to better understand ourselves. Here's the Pretenders, My City Was Gone.
Cahoga Falls City, oh, where Chattanooga, Ohio.
About a unique disaster in some ways. You know, when that happens in our lives, that adjustment that comes from the big storms. We had Superstorm Sandy that comes from 9/11, that comes from tornadoes and hurricanes and lava spills in Hawaii. All this crazy stuff that happens in this world. They used to call them acts of God. Thank God they don't do that anymore, because why would God act in that way, right? It's a natural disaster. These things happen in nature. But in the middle of that, there is that adjustment that we make, and we are stronger after that somehow. It's an amazing thing that happens, that somehow or another, through disaster and turmoil, humanity gets stronger. And that's an incredible gift. I think the church is an important part of that, too, that when we turn to God for help, go to Sunday Mass, for example, go to church this weekend, you're going to see there's a strength that kind of is given to you there. And when we do that every week, there's a certain strength that comes together with that coming together to church that helps us when we get out of there. It helps us to get through those difficult moments. It's an amazing thing. And it's really like beyond explanation, because I think it's caught up in God. And it's just such a beautiful gift that gets us through not just these natural disasters that the world experiences, but even the individual personal ones too, are a big support by this community of faith that we belong to. Such an important thing. Here's Tom Petty. This is called Room at the Top.
I got a room at the top of the world tonight. I can see everything tonight. I got a room where everyone can have a drink and forget those things that went wrong in their life. I got a room at the top of the world tonight. I got a room at the top of the world tonight. I got a room at the top of the world tonight. And I ain't coming down. Coming down. I got someone who loves me tonight. I got over $1,000 in a bank, and I'm all right. Look deep in the eyes of love. Top of the world tonight, and I ain't
touch your heart. Yeah, like they do in those things on TV. I love you, please love me, I'm not so bad. And I love you so. I got a room at the top of the world tonight. I got a room at the top of the world tonight. I got a room at the top of the world tonight. And I ain't coming down, no. I ain't coming
Sometimes there's a little adjustment in life when we recognize that life's not going to give us a room at the top. You know, you may have, when you were a kid, you may have said to yourself, well, I'm going to be a multimillionaire when I grow up, and I'm going to have a yacht, and I'm going to have this. And we realize, well, no, the things have changed. You know, I'm going to be not a millionaire, but I'm going to be a happy dad, and I'm going to have some kids, and it's going to be great, and we're going to have a family, and I'm going to have a wife, and it's going to be beautiful. It's about adjusting the goals, in a sense, and recognizing how blessed we are where we are. It's not about keeping that wanting and desire thing going on in our lives that we become obsessed with it. No, it's about recognizing where we are and recognizing that God has really blessed us. That's such an important thing to be able to recognize, to be blessed where you are. I reconnected with a guy who I was in fifth grade with, and I probably haven't seen him since sixth or seventh grade, and it is whatever it's been, 40 years or whatever. And what a great conversation about recognizing the dreams of our lives and how the dreams have adjusted, but yet the dreams do come true. And happiness and health and hope kind of follow us. That's a great gift when you get those things, boy. And it's about recognizing those things that are in our midst. That's a great adjustment to be able to make. This is kind of a sad one, but an important one. Warren Zevon, Keep Me in Your Heart.
Shadows are falling and I'm running out of breath. Keep me in your heart for a while. If I leave you, it doesn't mean I love you any less. Keep me in your heart for a while. When you get up in the morning and you see that crazy sun, keep me in your heart for a while. There's a train leaving nightly called when all is said and done. Keep me in your heart for a while. Sha-la-la-la. Heart for a while. Sha la 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 la. Keep me in your heart for a while. Sometimes when you're doing simple things around the house, maybe you'll think of me and smile. You know I'm tied to you like the buttons on your blouse. Keep me in your heart for a while. Hold me in your thoughts, take me to your dreams, touch me as I'm falling. Fire's lit, and I will be right next to you. Engine drivers headed north to Pleasant Street. Keep me in your heart for a while. These wheels keep turning, but they're running out of steam. Keep me in your heart for a while. Sha la la la. for a while.
Zevon had an interesting departure from this world to heaven because he was on David Letterman as he was dying of cancer, and he was singing a song there, and he's also speaking with David about what it was to have cancer, not going to the doctor for 20 years, and how he found that he was so sick. But this whole idea of keep me in your heart for a while, to recognize that these people who we lose remain in our hearts. And that's an adjustment, of course, when we lose somebody we love, but they do remain in our hearts. And even the people who are not so deeply close to us, they remain in our hearts. It's a funny thing. They're part of who we are. Warren Zevon and his music. Think about anybody whose music we enjoy, who's gone before us. They stay in our hearts. That doesn't leave. And that's a great gift in our lives. That's an adjustment, but a great gift, that the music lives on long after these people are gone. And there's something great about that. The same thing's true about you and me, though. There are parts of us that live on long after we're gone, too. And that's why it's worth being kind. It's worth letting somebody get on the parkway when we're zooming down in the right lane. You know, it's worth being a nice guy, because it all pays off to help create a memory, a legacy that is a memorable one, because we acted kind of in God's name, and that makes a difference. Here's Billy Joel, Say Goodbye to Hollywood. Billy Joel, an example of somebody who needed to make an adjustment in his life. He's getting older. His hip was bothering him. What does he do? He plays at Madison Square Garden once a month. He's up to about 100 shows now. Good adjustment, Billy. In our lives, we need to make those good adjustments to recognize that our relationship with God continues. We need to develop that relationship. Make the spiritual adjustment that's necessary to recognize that God is with us. And sometimes those other adjustments that feed our spiritual lives as well. It's all about adjusting sometime. And that adaptation can help us to really be happy people. You've been listening to Religion and Rock. It's hosted by me, Monsignor Jim Vlahan, and it's engineered and produced by the man who's been to the spiritual chiropractor, Stephen Chaldone. Have a wonderful week, everyone, and don't forget, say a prayer.